Chapter 1. Strong Foundations. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. Whenever assessing the condition of any structure, the first thing to examine is its foundation. The strength of the building is first determined by the strength of its foundation. Fissures, dry rot, or gelatinized concrete in the foundation will be a major concern. The superstructure of any building sits on foundations, and such is the case with a system of knowledge. Though this proposition is entirely foreign to secular schools and sometimes marginalized in seminaries and churches, a biblical theory of knowledge starts here. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. All true knowledge concerning science, history, theology, the nature of man, and salvation itself must rest on this foundation. For over 1,000 years, Western civilization was formed out of this worldview. Now, for at least 200 years, exceedingly powerful forces have taken jackhammers and wrecking balls to the foundation, and the building is teetering. Removing the fear of God and all Christian foundations in education and mass culture has brought about extremely detrimental effects upon the civilization itself. All good building contractors pay special attention to the installation of the foundations before moving on to the superstructure. Removing the fear of God diminishes the object of faith and weakens the love of God in redemption. The fear of God is rightly considered the mathematical exponent for faith, love, and joy. The higher degree to which a man or a woman considers the awesomeness of God, the deeper their faith, love, and joy. The more that God is revered, the more he is trusted and loved. Yet the fear of God comes across as awkward and inappropriate to the modern ear. Where do we hear of a God-fearing man or woman these days? The wording no longer shows up in the vernacular. It is hardly mentioned in the church. When it is mentioned, the term is quickly reprobated as if it were contradictory instead of complementary to faith. If what the Bible and some of us refer to as foundational and fundamental, as the cornerstone to all knowledge and to every element of what we know and believe, is forthrightly cast away, we must be talking about two different systems of belief. A religion without the fear of God is as unlikely